Chaturmukha Pranayama. This is on page 101 of Letters from the Yoga Masters. Chatur is four and Mukha is face. And Brahma, the creator, has four faces. The four faces can represent the four Vedas, which are the most ancient Hindu texts known to us today. And it can also represent Brahma, the creator, seeing all of creation in all four directions. One of the things about this pranayama is that your head moves in four different directions, to the left, to the right, down, and up. And as you turn your head to the left, for example, you are making a stretch on the right carotid sinus and a little pressure on the left in the neck. The idea is when you turn to the left, you are only breathing through the left nostril. And when you turn your head to the right, you're only breathing through the right nostril. And then when you look down and look up, you are breathing through both nostrils. Now, to me, this is all about the Sushumna. So left is Ida, right is Pingala. And so I kind of look at this as a stimulation of the left side of the Sushumna, right side of the Sushumna, and then looking down would be the front of the Sushumna, and looking up would be the back of the Sushumna. I don't really have anything in my notes or from Swami Yogeshwaranand, who shared this pranayama, to verify that, but really, I think of the Sushumna as a very thin cylindrical tube, and that we're somehow stimulating the four directions here with this pranayama. So it's very simple. As you turn your head to the left, you just simply want to feel the breath, bring your awareness, tune in, and feel the breath in the left nostril. And then when you go to the right, feel the breath in the right nostril. As you lower your head down, become aware and see if you can feel the breath in the upper nostrils, both of them. And as you lift your head up, see if you can feel the breath in the lower nostrils. Just notice where you feel the breath. Noticing where you feel the breath is a really important aspect of our yoga. Anyway, it's a development of Svara yoga. And if you read about Svara yoga in the Delicious Stories, particularly on page 258-259, ascertaining which tattva or element is present in your breath at any given time, knowing where the breath is flowing in the nostril is important. Okay, so let's try this Chaturmukha Pranayama.